dinosaur and the mole. Anyway you do.
Come on, baby. Thomas Paine podcast, Paine in the Morning, folks. That's how you kick it off right there. Not playing games. And let's just rock right into the next one. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight, today, this morning, whenever the hell you're listening to this. We got good news. Well, not good news. We have good analysis of the news lined up. We have good music lined up. I'm kind of a smart-ass mood, so this could be a good package. Yesterday's show, I'm told by other folks, was exceptional. Take what we can get around here. Appreciate it. For the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, thanks to you folks out there helping us keep the lights on. I love hearing from you guys. I love reading your stuff. Your messages, your intel, your links. It's taking longer and longer every day, but it's worth it. Let's fix the lights here. You gotta make a commotion like a D.O.G. Like a D.O.G. Good music tonight, today, etc. D.O.G. I tell you, it's tough staying in a good mood around lately with everything that's happened in this country and the twists and turns and I guess you could say tumbles off a cliff perhaps would be more fitting. But music goes a long way, kind of helping you bounce back and getting you through tough times. And so that's good. So we use it with the show and keep us in a good mood, keep us moving ahead. And I would suggest that for you folks too. If you're in a bad mood or you find yourself very down, perhaps find some comfort music you like. Everybody has their own tastes. I'm very so many different genres I like. I like it all. I celebrate Michael Bolton's entire catalog. So let's get going here. We have a lot of stuff. Listen, this is crazy. I got my hair cut today. I'm no longer have. Well, I still have a. I told him, keep it long. Keep it long in the back. I want to look like one of the founding fathers. I look like I actually have some hair in the back. With a lot to do with it. Some good intel on Biden. So I'm at this joint, my haircut place. And a plumber was just in there who worked on the Biden. The Biden estate, Biden mansion down the road. They had some kind of plumbing emergency, so they called him in. He's been around. This guy's been around here 30 years, 35 years. His sons are working for him, etc. Now, and we know everybody down here. So they did some emergency job. They went over there, did some emergency job. And this is when after he was vice president before he was president. It turned into a bullshit session about these Wilmington hillbillies. Forget about the Beverly hillbillies. These are the Wilmington hillbillies, the Bidens. And so they showed up. They did this big job. It was like some kind of a pipe burst or something, a bunch of problems. And at the end, the guy who's been around for a long time, the contractor, the plumber, presents his invoice to Jill Biden. And she says, oh, we won't be needing that. There'll be no need for an invoice. He's like, why? You just, should I mail it to you? Or what's up? I can mail it to you. We'll have the girl in the office mail it to you, etc. They said, no, it should be a privilege for your business to work on the Biden house. It should be your privilege to be here. We could have called anybody. Now, this has played out over 60 years down here. Everybody from driveway contractors to kitchen remodelers, they stiff everybody. These people are petty criminals. They're pikers. They're fucking gypsies. And this is what you have in the White House. I just thought that was funny. And then that turned into a bitch session about, oh, this guy got stiff for $35,000. This guy got stiff for $9,000. I have an uncle. My uncle has a former business partner who thought that he was going to go in business with the Bidens. He became a partner with the Bidens. And the only ones who made any money from the deal were the Bidens. The brother, the kids, Hunter, the whole thing, right? Joe's brother. He's got a different group of bag men all over the place. We have to get an appropriate song. This should be Money Money or Lack of Money when it comes to the Biden clan. Unbelievable. This is your White House. This is who you're dealing with. Petty criminals, white trash, hillbillies. I thought I had met all the contractors and who've gotten stiff by these guys through the years, but the list keeps growing as time goes on. Remember, it's a privilege to work on the Biden house. What happens if they call you and you don't come? That's what the guy had said earlier. So why? The barber said, and why do you... Everybody around here knows they stiff contractors. Why did you go? He's like, I'm not going to go. Next thing you know, I don't have a license. These guys are crazy. They're criminals. This is who's running the country. This is who's running the military. This is who's running the Justice Department, etc. Shanty Irish. What a country. What a third world hellhole they've thrust us into. Anyway, I think that's enough to for you folks to chew on out there. Where are we starting at tonight? There's all kind of news here. We're working on our own platform as well. We'll do the public plugs on the public side, on the public podcast. Folks, special thanks to our patrons on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Those folks get the access to all of our goods and goodies. Paint After Dark, videos, podcasts. Get to see all the video portions we play, video content. Paint After Dark video. And the incredible access to the forums where I pick up stuff every day. And it's not easy to impress me as a news consumer, but I pick up great stuff and great recommendations and the camaraderie on there and the sense of community is growing. It's way better, way, way, way better than anything crap you see on social media, as far as I'm concerned. When bright people get together, good things can happen, and we're happy to build a community, and we've done a hell of a job doing, but I really haven't done much. I just talk, and the good people and smart people join. So, and we're only looking for a few smart people today to join up on our platforms as I continue to bang my head off the microphone. I really want you guys in the mix here, so I'll bang my head off the microphone. But we appreciate the folks on there, because we wouldn't be able to do this without them, because the ad money is not does not cut it, so to speak. And we, in fact, we keep getting cut. So that's our own personal struggle. But we appreciate the folks on there. And you know, in today's day and age, folks, you need a good baseline of truth to be able to. There I go again. Truth to be able to stay ahead of these people, these tyrants. It's unbelievable what they've done to the country and what they've likely done to your life and your operation and your family structure and your family unit and the challenges we all face together. And of course, I've said this before, this doesn't just apply to us as United States citizens, but this is a global situation. Your fellow man, regardless of where he or she is likely facing similar struggles. And so we have to stay ahead of these people. And we have to do that by having a baseline or foundation of truth so that we can circumnavigate these criminals and these tyrants. And by learning from other smart people and contributing as a smart person, that's how you arm yourself with the tools to do that. So that's what we're offering you. We're offering folks to come stick their head in. And if you're a bright person, we're only looking for a few people who have something to offer and want to learn and improve our community on patreon.com/truepundit and on subscribestar.com/truepundit. Is that you? Is that you? Well, that's a question you have to ask for yourself. But get some skin in the game. You may find what a lot of other folks have found out, that joining up and being around smart people makes you smarter, is a game changer based on the alternatives out here of, I don't have to get any skin in the game here, but I could just listen to these people. Yeah. Guess what? You are the product then. You're the product and you're getting played time and time and time again. So we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for helping us keep the lights on and helping me sit back and watch an incredible community grow. And we have big plans for, you know, this show is still in its infancy. We're only, 15 months in. We just started. And so there's many good things to come, especially for our community members. And now, as of tomorrow, at least for the time being, if you want the entire podcast, you're going to have to jump in on those platforms anyhow. Because, as I said, and will continue to say, we're putting the whole thing, the entire podcast, the 100% end-to-end podcast on those platforms. And we'll see how that plays, because we just continue to get shafted. And that's okay. That's okay, because we can make some moves out of here. And with our community, and that's what we're doing. So, hey, if you've been on the fence about jumping in, jump in. Patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. Stick around. You may learn some things, and you may have some things to teach. And those are the folks who are looking for smart people. The folks on Patreon and on subscribestar.com/truepundit, patreon.com/truepundit, they get an ad-free podcast, video podcast. You can watch me come unglued. Oh, there you go. Just, I guess we're changing songs. That's okay. I guess I hit something wrong. I'll tell you what, Apple Music is blown Crapify out of the water, Spotify. It's not even close. That error was on my fault, on my part. Normally with Spotify, the music would just stop or change. I had nothing to do with it. Some crazy Swede. Somebody over in Stockholm was pressing a remote control and messing with the music during the show. Whatever. So, yeah, we're happy with the change over to Apple. And we continue to make improvements here with cameras and sound, and et cetera, as we are learning and getting our feet wet and more involved in broadcasting. I'm having a lot of fun. I hope when people listen to the show, they're learning things and having some fun along the way. We had a lot of fun yesterday. Some of the stories, the CIA story and some other ones. And we'll try to duplicate some of that jovial nature. Because, hey, if you can't laugh while you're going down the drain, what the hell's the point? Let's start out here. Headline. We'll stay with the music for now, and then I'll change it. Pfizer reportedly set to approve coronavirus vaccines for teens within a week. Of course, the headline is a little misleading because it goes to as low as 12 years old, and that's not teens. You'll notice the headline is rather prophetic. Pfizer is set to approve, not the FDA. Pfizer basically controls the FDA and the CDC. We don't have any regulatory health agencies in this country looking out for us, but merely exploiting us. We'll tackle that today as we've been discussing COVID. It's really crazy. We discuss COVID. We talk about COVID. We talk about vaccines, etc. The show is growing. And you still have dopes on Twitter talking about the FBI nonstop. It's okay if you talk about it every now and then, but like I've said it before, it's very simple. This is the, if you want to match it up with the music, this is the subject, this is the topic that's ruling the world, your world, our world, globally. We have a lot of people from outside the United States of corporations, listening to this show. I mean, it's crazy that I can't even name the countries. It's not because I'm not able to name the countries in a remedial fashion, but because it's a growing list, and we appreciate it. I guess folks in other countries are finding some value in this, although the majority of the subject matter focuses on the United States. When we talk about COVID, it really is global, and I try to make mention of that many times. I try to rein myself in and say, hey, this just isn't happening here. Although we see, as Americans, we see everything through the prism of America, how it affects this portion of North America, etc. And our friends in Canada, we'll throw them in for the hell of it, since we are literally connected to them. But when I talk about COVID and schemes, etc., it really extends to the entire globe. This is a global scheme, and perhaps that's why the viewership is growing. So let's get into Pfizer, and let's get some... we're talking about drugs. We're talking about... How about some Curtis Mayfield back in the day? Pusher Man. This is Fauci's theme song. I'm Fauci the pusher, yeah. I'm your pusher man, yeah. I'm the FDA, I'm the CDC. I'm gonna sit and watch you bleed. the Food and Drug Administration. Perhaps it should be called the Food and Drugged Administration. Is expected to greenlight Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for children as young as 12. Just in a matter of days, clearing the way for young kids to get vaccinated before the new school year begins next fall. Oh, it's all fucking falling right into place, isn't it, with these fucking pusher men and pusher women. The announcement, first reported by the COVID house organ, the New York Times, would be made a month after Pfizer found that its two-dose vaccine offered near total protection for young teens. What the fuck? Where is this from? Is that how they found? Where did they find that at? This is why these fucking stories in the news media are full of shit. Is this from Fox? Where's the proof that the two-dose vaccine offered near protection for anyone? Where's the proof? The fuck are they talking about? There's no proof. There's no proof. They haven't offered any proof that it offers near total protection for adults, let alone young teens. Oh, I'm sure when the teens start dropping dead or getting maimed, it'll have nothing to do with the vaccines. Yeah. Fucking people. I like how the story says, if it's clear, the FDA advisory panel will... Of course it's going to be fucking cleared. You got a Johnson & Johnson vaccine creating blood clots. That was cleared by these same dopes in the FDA. What do you mean they're not going to clear it? Give me a break. I would like to read some fucking news that tells me how rigged the whole thing is. I would like to read news like I speak news. Of course it's going to be approved, for Christ's sake. It was set up months and years ago. And they're going to roll it out right now. Oh, just in time for school. Oh, you need a vaccine if you want to come back to school. Guess what, parents? Find a new school. Fuck's sake.
We want to make sure Johnny and Jane get the vaccine so they can go back to school.
Oh, really? Yeah. They're learning so much in our incredible fucking third world schools. All the money we spend on education, you would think we'd be number one in the world. I don't even know what we are. It's embarrassing. It's fucking embarrassing. You know why? Because these shitty teacher unions don't care about your kids. They only care about lining the pockets of their fat, bloated membership.
You're out of line. There's good teachers.
Oh, yeah, there are good teachers out there. Jeez, I was in school a long time. Many, many years like everybody else. I can name about 5 good teachers. That's not a very good ratio, folks. That's not a good ratio. The good news is it only takes 1 good teacher to turn your life around. The bad news is good luck finding that teacher these days. The schools now and the teachers unions are more concerned with pumping your kid up with a vaccine so they can come back and be taught by people who don't give a shit about them. And you wonder why our country is going down the tubes. You see these kids, the high schools are graduating? Yikes. Yikes. Of course Pfizer's going to get... Oh, here we go. In a study released in March, Pfizer found that none of the adolescents who received the vaccine developed symptomatic infections. Oh, my God. Wow. They really put a lot of time into it, didn't they? You mean no one's died since March? Wow, what a comprehensive study they've done. You mean like the first time a teenager smokes a cigarette, they don't get cancer a week later? This is fucking insane. Pfizer said volunteers produced strong antibody responses. They experienced about the same level of side effects as those aged 16 to 25, which are what? Because the side effects I've been reading are not very good. But don't worry. If we could just save one person a year ago,
We shut the whole country down and bankrupt people and close their businesses and wreck their lives. But if we could just save one person, it'll be worth it. Get the fuck out of here. Save one person. How many have you killed?
I told you guys 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, they're coming for the kids, and they're coming for the kids fast. Why? Because vaccination rates have tanked. Tanked.
If we don't get more people vaccinated, we'll never reach herd immunity.
That's their new thing now, herd immunity. We talked about that yesterday. I'm not going to... It's a scheme. But don't worry, though. Cases around the world have surged to record highs in recent weeks. Based on what? Your shitty PCR tests? Oh, okay. You know what? I don't give a fuck about record high cases. I care about deaths. You see how they move the goalposts? Last year when the deaths started tumbling after... We found out that they were rigging the system with people in long-term care facilities and nursing homes. And also, apparently, I guess the folks who went to medical school don't know how to run a fucking ventilator in an ER and an ICU. They're killing people on ventilators. Medical malpractice is no big deal. Once those schemes were uncovered and the death rate started tumbling... Guess what happened? You can't make it up. I can't. They changed the fucking rules. They moved the goalposts. It wasn't about deaths anymore. It was about cases. Oh my God, cases are spiking. Okay, but you have a 99.8% chance of recovery. So who cares about cases? Fuck does that mean? But now, forget about it. Cases. Of course, kids are very, very, very little risk of dying whatsoever from this without a vaccine. But because the numbers are so low and they've only been able to pump this poison, well, who even fucking knows what it is? They won't tell you what it is. Nobody knows what it is. This experimental bullshit. Battery acid, antifreeze, whatever the hell it is, because they are pumping this into only 30% of the adult population. They're going to come for the kids. They got to pump up the numbers. And they got to scare the shit out of everybody again. And, oh, your kid's not going to be able to go back to school. So don't go back to school. I've talked to parents that said, fuck it. We're putting our kids in cyber school. I'm not going to be bullied as a parent and be told what to do. If enough people stand up to these assholes, their schemes are going to fall and fail, just as they have 30%. That's it. That's all they can muster up through massive amounts of fear and schemes, etc. And it'll probably go up, but it's still a failure. Fauci wanted 80%. Never fucking happened. You can roll out all the dumb vaccine passports you want. You lost it. You lost when the medical professionals said, fuck that, I'm not taking that thing, man. Medical professionals. The nurses. These are presumably the nurses with the brain, the ones who are not doing TikTok dance videos. I've seen more of those. I guess it's really bad out there. The fear bus is telling us that, oh my God, these cases are spiking and have surged around the record high in recent weeks, but the dance videos are back. Choreographed dance videos from ERs and ICUs with people in full fucking PPE dancing around. It looks like a bad fucking episode of Fame without the good dancers. Sorry. I hate to break the news to you white nurses out there, male and female. You got no fucking rhythm. We need to get some brothers and sisters in these videos. Let's go. If I want to see a bunch of white people who can't dance, I'll go to a wedding. I'm not going to go to the hospital. And it's a good thing you're dancing around while people are choking the fuck out. And doctors are dancing around. Yeah, you've been dancing. You've been dancing for a year. Ignoring people. Not prescribing basic therapeutic medicine. Cheap therapeutic medicine that can help people. Now, shout out to all the doctors out there who are taking a chance and doing just that. Trying to save people's lives. And they are saving lives. It's insane. But don't worry, Pfizer's gonna... Pfizer's rolling it out, baby. Be a fucking renegade out there. Think for yourself. My God. Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Hangman is coming down from the gallows and I don't have very long. The chicken's up, the news is out, they finally found me. Oh, mama, I'm in fear of the long needle of the law. Forget about the long arm of the law. There's a story we picked. I just think it's complete bullshit. But, and it was pointed out to me to be pretty much that by the Young Bucks, but they want us to include it. Fuck it. We'll keep going with sticks. Headline, vaccine passports are coming to sports venues. Is it me or perhaps other folks share this opinion and this feeling? I don't give a flying fuck about sport. I got nephews playing ball. I like going to their games, college and youth sports. I was coaching football last year. I like that kind of stuff. But pro sports? I've been a pro sports fan my whole life. You know, I grew up playing ball too, played in college. I would say I love sports growing up and recently, it seems stupid to me now. It seems dumb. Like, it seems childish. People carrying around trophies and, oh, we're fucking great. Oh, yeah, you're great, but what about the rest of us out here? What are you doing for your fellow fucking man? You work for organizations that have helped sell us down the drain, etc. The public partnership, whatever the fuck it's called, public-private partnership. I see athletes like LeBron and all these other fucking losers bitching and moaning about something. I'm like, you guys are lost. I mean, I don't think I'd spend another dime on professional sports, going to games, etc. Buying packages on TV. I don't care. I don't fucking care. Maybe I'll watch the Super Bowl, maybe. I didn't watch last year. First time I never watched the Super Bowl since I was a little kid. I used to love the Super Bowl. We have serious problems. I mean, I'm trying to approach my life in a serious way, and I'm consumed with this show, and I'm consumed with prepping for it and folks staying focused on it. I don't have time to watch professional sports, and I don't give a two shits, and I'm certainly not going to go get some professional sports fucking vaccine passport. That's just me. So I don't care what you guys, you can roll out whatever you want. I don't want to come to your games. I don't want to spend my money. Maybe one of the things we've learned through this thing is that there's too much of a focus on, and there's too much money that goes to these professional athletes when there's other people out here working hard and out here struggling. And you're going to bitch about stuff? Like the NBA is going to bitch about stuff? When it comes to the relationship with China? We should be the ones bitching. It just seems childish to me. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm not the only one. I just like, really? What the fuck are you making all that money for? You went to school for free. That's cool. More power to you. Nothing wrong with that. But there's people out here working hard. Hardly making any money. Fuck off. And you want to bitch about stuff? And baseball's woke? Fuck you. Fuck baseball. Baseball blows these days. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Hockey's a joke. Professional hockey is... I don't even know what the hell's kind of product is on the ice now. I mean, you go on and on and on. It's not good. The NFL is it's terrible. And you watch college football on a Saturday, and you turn on football on a Sunday, it's like these guys are in slow motion on Sunday. You know why? Because they're hobos. They're hobos. And it just seems childish to me these days. I don't know. Maybe something snapped. I never would have ever predicted that I would feel that way. Because I've been one of the biggest sports fans. I used to enjoy sports, but I don't enjoy sports when you're telling me how to think. Telling me I'm a white piece of shit, etc. I mean, it's like, really? I've supported you guys with our money, season tickets to different things, and tickets our whole lives. And fuck you. I can't be the only one who's checked out. It's like, yeah, well, guess what? You don't get my money. So there you go. Because that's what I can control. That's all I can control. You don't get paid by me. And if there's enough people, like I said about the vaccines and the parents and the schools, if there's enough people to say, no, go fuck off, then we got something. Then we got something. I'm not sure why this song made it in here. But I have to tell you, I don't really have a problem with it. Is this Joe Biden? Is he late for the Klan rally or something? Oh, this is the end of the song. I thought this was one of Racist Joe's Klan songs. So vaccine passports are coming to sports venues. We'll see how that plays out. You got 30% of the population is fully vaccinated. Congratulations, you just limited your entire fucking market base by 70%. But I'm sure it won't matter because I'm sure you guys have a nice old fucking bailouts lined up. And we're all going to end up paying for it. You can't even believe it. Don't believe the hype. Vaccine passports or passes or certificates are being deployed at over 60 U.S. stadiums and other venues this summer to get the economy back to normal. Yeah, a lot of this stuff, folks, well, I'll talk about it in a minute. Major League Baseball's San Francisco Giants, New York Mets are two shitholes I wouldn't visit if you paid me to. San Francisco and New York, yeah, okay. You couldn't pay me enough money to go to your shitty cities. You really couldn't. Thank you. Don't believe the hype. There's some of the first teams demanding fans present proof of vaccination or a recent negative test via an app called Clear to verify COVID-19 status. Oh, yeah, because what? The vaccines have been fucking proven to really, really stop people from getting COVID. They have not. So who gives a shit whether you've been vaccinated or not if they don't work? You just need to make sure you go out. It's all about you going out and getting the vaccine and then pressuring you to go out and get the vaccine. Do you want to go back to the old normal? The new normal can become the old normal. They're never going to change. They fucking lied to you. It's exhausting to talk about it, but we keep doing it. And because we need to focus on it. They told you if you got vaccinated, you could cruise around without a mask. You could go back to eating in restaurants. You could go back to the old normal. And they lied to you. You still can't do those things. You know why? The fucking vaccines aren't working. So what the hell do you need a vaccine passport for? Oh, they don't give a shit whether the vaccines work or not. It's about forcing you and pressuring you, coercing you into getting it. The teams will also accept medical paperwork as proof. Oh, that's great. I'll be standing in line. I'm behind the fucking asshole who brought He's got three legal boxes filled with papers.
And my great great grandfather had a cleft lip, and my original relative got scurvy on the Mayflower.
Now let's go, fucking buddy. Let's go. I'm running late for the game. You can bring your own medical paperwork as proof. These dopes at the gate are going to be able to decipher medical paperwork. These guys barely were able to put their own shoes on before they got to the game.